Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Forever. Okay, do you mind giving me a real quick level check?
This is Mitch Fatale. I'm with Allie. This is our studio. Don't come in.
Yeah. So I'm here in my studio with Mitch Fatale. Somebody didn't read the sign. We had to actually kick a person out of this studio so
you
we could do the
interview.
You were
a badass on that.
Yeah.
Just kicked him out.
I know you just met me, but I am a badass.
You scared me. It kind of got me excited.
Did it?
Yeah, you were like, you were just a baddie. He's like, you get out of my studio, buddy. And then I just saw him just shrivel up and walk out defeated.
Well, if that excited you, this is going to be one heck of an interview. Get ready, Mitch. You are here with us in Denver this whole weekend, but you're going to be filming your new comedy special at Comedy Works South.
Yes, it's my new special. It's called I'm Very Funny. It will be taping, we'll be filming two shows on Saturday, one show Friday night, but I'm actually there tonight too, which is Thursday, doing a run-through if you want to come through and see the run-through as well. And it should be really, really fun. And it's my funniest set that I've ever done in the history of my comedy career.
Oh, wow. That's a big promise.
Yeah, and I swear, and if you don't believe that, I will get you applesauce afterwards.
Oh, we'll go out for applesauce. Can I have the cinnamon kind?
I will get you cinnamon applesauce if you don't think I'm funny. But okay. if I am funny, then you have to get me cinnamon applesauce.
Okay, I think that's a fair deal. So how does this actually work? Because I'm realizing that despite the fact that I watch a lot of comedy and am fortunate enough to talk to a lot of comedians, I don't know how the whole taping of a special thing actually works.
Well, what do you mean by how it works?
Like, so do you is it edited together from multiple performances?
Oh, yeah. So every special you see is usually two shows, and it's the best of those shows put together, usually, because comics have a very... because when you're doing a live audience thing, you never know what you're getting. There's, you know, you could go on. I've done live tapings where you go on and it's going great, but there's just one horrible laugher. You know, every now and then the people that like snort really loud or like something like that, and then you're stuck with that. And so, you know, one of my most successful CDs is called Mini Skirts and Muffins, first CD I ever did. And it's great. Thank you very much. And
I love it. It's my favorite.
But when you listen to it, what you don't realize is what we didn't realize when we were taping it is the waitresses at the club had this recycle bin that they would throw old beer bottles in.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Throughout the entire show, you hear ksh, 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 and we had to go through and edit out every beer bottle like sound, which was literally hundreds of them. So when you hear that CD, you don't know how much went into that. So that's why you do two shows usually, because you there's always a variable of something that could go wrong with that with a live taping. And so, you know,
makes total sense. Just something I realized I had never thought about before.
Yeah.
Well, it feels so special for you to be doing your show at Comedy Works. Why did you choose Comedy Works?
First of all, Denver's always been this. And I tell people this, Denver's always been a very magical place for me. I'm from New York. Now, I know that, because my wife's from Oklahoma, and I know that everybody looks at New York as this great, amazing place to go to. But when you live in New York your whole life, you realize it's just a crap hole. It's horrible. It's just filled with roaches, and wherever you go, it's 2 years I've been in Denver now, and I'm finally getting the smell of urine out of my nose, because it permeates New York City. So I was lucky enough to do stand-up comedy around the country, and every time I come through Colorado, I'd be like, people live here? Like, you could live in a place this nice that's surrounded by mountains and go skiing and stuff, and the people were just awesome. Like, this was always the town that I would come and sell out and kill. And not only that, but then the people in Colorado have this really sweet hometown feel, but they're also kind of gritty, because they'd be like, hey, thank you so much for coming to my town. Let's go get high. Like, they were always like these really like gritty people, but really friendly. And I was like always thinking, I should tape something here one day, because it felt like a second home to me.
Yeah.
And then when I realized I was ready to tape my next special, which I waited a long time to tape this, to film this special, because I wanted to make sure it was great, because the last special I put out was horrible. And I was like, I'm never going to rush anything again. And so when I said, okay, it's ready, which was about five years of writing this new act, and about a year ago, I was like, it's ready. And then I was like, well, I'm obviously going to do it in the place where I've always felt happy. So that's why I'm here.
I think it's really neat how you're able to honestly evaluate your work, because that's something that not a lot of people are able to do.
You know, I don't know if I agree that you're not able to do it. I think you try to hide from it. You know, I always tell people one of the greatest pieces of advice I ever got, and I didn't follow it for a long time, and I will give it to young comedians, is your success is based more on what you turn down than what you take. Meaning that you don't have to take everything that's given to you. Margaret Cho, who I'm a huge fan of, got a TV show a while back, and it wasn't a show that she wanted to do, but she did it because you do what you're supposed to do, because you're like, oh my God, I've been offered something. And then it was a terrible show, and she admits it, and it wasn't the show she wanted to do. And I feel like every comedian has that situation. And about, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, I got offered an hour special on Comedy Central that I didn't think I was ready to do, but I was like, well, I'll just get some old material and put it together, and let's cobble together some stupid act that wasn't really me, didn't have a through line, didn't have any good segues, and it wasn't me. And all my fans were like, and it was funny because after it ran, because I have a big ego, and after it ran, I was waiting for all the calls to start coming in, because usually after my special, people be like, I saw you were so funny, you did this and this, and like nobody called. And then
crickets.
The electrician would call, and I'd get excited to answer the phone, and he'd be like, I have to come and put in your cable. And I'd be like, did you see my special? I don't know who you are, dude. So I knew that nobody liked it. And now when I look back, I'm like, it sucked. And I was like, I am never doing that again until I know my act is ready. And about a year ago, I was on stage killing, and I felt really comfortable. And just one word came to my head, and I was like, ready. And then I was like, okay, good, so let's do it now. So thank you for that compliment, though.
No, it's refreshing. I enjoy hearing it. So the through line for this special, what is it?
My wife.
Yeah?
She's a bad girl. Yeah, the entire special is
bad girl from Oklahoma.
She's a bad girl from Oklahoma who is bad in the most perfect way ever. She's the greatest wife and mom, but she is a bad girl. She's an ex-stripper, and she's dirty and sexy, and, you know, when I got married, I was like thinking, what am I going to write about? And my wife gave me a lot of material, and thank God she's very cool. And I was like, do you mind if I kind of talk about this on stage? And she's like, as long as it's funny and as long as everybody knows you love me. I was like, okay, I like those two rules. So this whole show is kind of about how my life has changed being married to a bad girl.
I like it. I also would really like to meet your wife. She sounds awesome.
She's pretty cool. Yeah,
I feel like we could get along.
She's a pretty cool chick.
I gotta say, I love that you came in wearing a Broncos shirt today.
I'm a Denver guy now. Huh?
It's awesome. You're really leaning into it. I've been here 5 years, and I'm not sure I own
a Broncos
shirt.
Where do you come from?
I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Okay, I've been to Buffalo, and I understand why you're here.
Yeah, yeah. Buffalo's a great city.
I don't know about that.
Denver's
no, actually, stuff. Buffalo is. The people are awesome, but I will say this, when winter comes, boy, it shuts down. It's so quiet.
Well, everyone's just in the bars. Nobody's on the streets.
I think that's what it is, yeah. And everybody in Buffalo, I will say this, they're very happy, and I think it's because their brains are so numb that they don't feel
drunk.
They're just happy. It's just like, you know.
It's a combination of like early onset hypothermia and alcohol.
I feel like I can make fun of Buffalo because I'm a New Yorker and I spent a lot of time in Buffalo going back and forth. So, you know.
You're allowed. We'll give it to you. All right, Mitch Faitel, this weekend, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You can be a part of his live special. Well, not live special, but it'll be filmed live.
Yeah, it'll be filmed live. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. We're so excited that you're doing it here at Comedy Works. And thank you for coming in today.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you for those cool, good questions.
Yeah. Do you want to walk around the building and yell at some more people? Or just watch me yell at people?
Yeah, let's yell at people. And then I can use the bathroom on every floor.
Perfect. Here, all right. Really I got cool. a few people on my list, so let's have at it. Great, Mitch. Would you mind doing a
line for us? Of course. Tell me when.
Go for it.
Hi, everybody. This is world famous comedian Mitch Faitel on Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. Is it 103.1 or 103-1 or 103.1? Eat some applesauce. You want another one?
That was really good.
I thought it was funny, though.
I thought it was super funny.
Hey, everybody. This is Mitch Faitel on Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103-1. It says dash, but I don't think I'm supposed to put the dash in. But I put in the dash because I'm that kind of guy. So if you like dashes, listen to this station.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.